Welcome to the podcast, and today we're going to do something very special because Aryan is here, always special. I made a lot of videos with this guy. I started YouTube around 10 years ago, and I made some interesting videos. We've reacted to some cringy fitness TikTok content. Well, I think easily be up there on the list. Not sure if it's fitness, but I've made some interesting content, and today we're going to get some of those memories back and react to that. I have no clue which videos will be shown. Aryan has no clue.
I know, yeah. And I have to thank Jorg as well, who's behind the camera, because he provided me with some very nice links. We're going to be looking at like 6-7 little videos you guys made in the past. Sometimes I have a lot of questions, and sometimes I just have one.
Okay. Well, I don't know if I'm excited or worried.
Let's hop into the first video. We just want to have you guys react. Now, the first one is just something I think we couldn't do without here, which is the Bring Sally Up video. Now, the Bring Sally Up video is sort of, Aryan is where you got your name, guy in blue shirt.
All right, guys, today we're going to do the Bring Sally Up push-up challenge.
And I'm muting the song right away because this video is demonetized on YouTube. But this is obviously a push-up song that is like 3 minutes, 40 seconds each long. Very hard to complete, at least, especially back then, because this is years ago. And not a lot of people had finished the challenge, at least online. And, I mean, the honor is yours. You can explain.
Yeah, this is a challenge. I actually did not do it before this.
But you never practiced it before this?
No. And it was like, oh, let's do the Bring Sally Up, right? I didn't practice it.
No, that's true. I never practiced it, but I thought you were very good at it already.
Yeah, I was just good at push-ups, but not like the Bring Sally Up specifically.
Oh, that's an interesting...
What happened basically is I was motivated because all the other guys were watching, of course, and it was like, okay, well, let's do this challenge. And I finished it quite easily, actually.
Let's go to the end. Here at the end, you can see literally everyone behind us, they failed. Shout out to those guys, by the way. But
nice form brownie here. Now, I think you're getting that lower back.
Ooh. Tired, yeah.
But Aryan is like flying up.
Boom.
Boom. Like
I was definitely struggling here.
Yeah, it was a very good day for me.
How old are you guys here?
16,
17, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh. and he's just getting like this.
He's continuing
like crazy.
I said like a douchebag comment like, oh, let's do three more sets or something like that.
That's what he added. Oh, yeah. Three more of these. Yeah, something like that.
But yeah, this is basically the video where I became the guy in the blue shirt. And yeah.
And that is because this guy was unknown. People had no clue who this guy was. So the only thing they could really say about him is that he was wearing a blue shirt. So the guy in the blue shirt did an insanely well job.
Yeah, but I was the only guy with the color shirt actually that day.
Ah, yeah. It's all black and white.
It stands out in the video.
It's such a great marketing.
Yeah.
Already, you were 16. You were already thinking about this.
Yeah, you're a genius. You're a marketing genius, man.
Oh. But imagine I was wearing like yellow or some
other color.
Could have
been worse.
Yeah.
You probably did in an alternate universe where it's the guy in the yellow shirt.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, this was just a cool video because I wanted this in because, well, obviously that's where Aryan got his name.
Also, fun fact, I think Aryan gave you a present, Stan.
That's true. You actually gave me a present for my birthday.
I don't know why, but
for my birthday. Well, it's a very epic present, which is just your shirt, this exact same shirt.
Yeah.
From H&M.
True that.
And you just it's now in a very fancy. How do you call that?
In frame.
In a frame. Yeah.
Obviously, yeah. That's a.
It's a cool memory. I think. To round this off, I think it bought both of you quite a bit. Because also for your channel, you know, I think Aryan is very good marketing.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, wait.
Brownie's just running upstairs right now. There we go. Yeah, he's coming back downstairs now with a frame.
Yes.
With the blue shirt.
This is it. This is the blue shirt.
This is the blue shirt. It actually says it, right? It says like the blue shirt.
The original shirt of the guy in the blue shirt worn
in his appearance in the Bring Celia Push It Challenge.
Nice, nice.
Well, I'm making a prop in the background. Here
exactly. Next to some other interesting props. Maybe you haven't noticed it yet if you're watching on YouTube. There's some things in the background we just put up there for you guys. We're going to go to the second one. And I think for the second one, we're going to mix it up a bit. I am going to start by showing you a photo. Which is related to this video. And maybe you can explain me what's going on because I am confused.
Okay.
All right, let's go.
Okay.
Yeah, that's me with your, yeah. This is a very interesting picture.
That's you.
That's okay, maybe explain what's going on for people who are listening.
By the way, I think this is the same blue shirt actually. That's that one.
So we're now looking at a picture of Arjen with a wig. He's dressed up as a woman, and he also has some womanly features. And Jorg is...
Yes, what's Jorg doing?
How do you
explain that? In context with those womanly features.
Yeah, that's very well said.
Yes, what's going on here?
Why is this in here, guys? What the fuck?
What the fuck? Yeah.
When was this? Same year.
Same year, 2017. Yeah, definitely. But the thing is that this was for a video, and I was dressed up like that for a video.
Yeah, we have the video as well. Let's switch to the video. Let's switch to the video.
So the video is 10 things guys wish girls knew. That's the video.
All right, come in. What was actually the color of Angela's dress yesterday?
And was Daniel there too?
I guess he was. But school made me kind of hungry.
Yeah.
You want something to eat?
Oh my god. Why did we do this?
What the fuck?
Why did we put this on the internet? Like,
there's nothing changed basically. We looked the same.
Exactly the same.
27th of November 2016.
Oh my god.
16. Oh, that's long. That's long ago.
Yeah, but I mean, I was hoping it was even longer ago. Like,
nah, I mean.
But okay, guys, what kind of videos were you making at this time? Like normally, what type of videos?
So this is 2016. That kind of actually makes more sense. This was around the time that I uploaded my body transformation video. So it was literally in that transition from more like funny skit videos.
Yeah.
Funny. And then we went more into fitness and like
sport
entertainment.
Sport related.
Because I like making videos. I like making shots and epic cinematic things, but also this.
What you posted, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I try to upload, I think, still at least every week and maybe even twice a week. So the effort in the videos are like, I was working on this 24/7, but the effort is like 2 days of work. So yeah. I had 2 days to create
something.
And you
had school.
Yeah.
So, but I think like, back then, this was more common on YouTube, like the skits and the sketches and.
Oh, but this is the behind the scenes, this is the bloopers.
Oh, it's the bloopers, yeah.
All right, it was another take.
You see the dumbbell. The dumbbell, yeah. It's a little bit workout related.
Yeah.
A bit workout related. There's just a big dumbbell.
It's like brownie vlog. Yeah. Okay. And the video is not workout related at all.
We said we would describe what's going on for people who are just listening, but I can't.
How do you describe this?
We got my protein in here. Oh, what a
bad way to a bad video to put my protein in. Actually, love it. The thing is, let's go a little bit back to like the why. So we created those videos. 10 things girls don't know about guys, something like that.
Guys wish girls knew, yeah.
Oh, okay. So these were the videos that were going super viral at that point of other creators that were way more like fuckboy or handsome looking guys that were making videos about guys and girls, and those things were going viral. So we tried that as well. Or I came up with the idea, probably. Arjen was just like following along as the good friend. Like, he was just like, let's create videos. And I came up with the entire thing, which was a very bad idea. But it was
more like a parody.
It was
those videos,
kind of a
right?
parody on those videos as well. Yeah.
All right. The next video is the calisthenics workout game.
Same blue shirt again.
Same blue shirt.
Yeah.
So basically, Brownie and Arjen are walking into a calisthenics park. Nice, nice visual effects there. Having a big dice.
We still have that. Dice, actually.
Welcome to calisthenics games. Number 3.
Pointing 2 with his fingers.
So the calisthenics game is basically, it's just Ganzenbord. What is that in it? What is that in there?
It's a board game.
It's a board game.
It's a board game. Yeah. There you go. It's a board game. So basically a board game, and you just throw the dice and then you go around the board and then you encounter some stuff. And then at the finish line, you're done. The thing is with the calisthenics, it's just a calisthenics version of that. So you come across calisthenics exercises. So it's basically a workout during the game. And fun fact, you actually get this for free now with the 90-day challenge. So make sure to check it out. There's a link in the description. So next time, my sister created this herself. Like, cool. Designed it and stuff. So that's pretty epic. It was around the internet already, but we made our own version, and I think it turned out great. But we were doing that. And I think this video, because it's kind of a game and gamifying workout, what I really like about this video is that it really showed the sort of entertainment thing in workout that we try to find constantly.
Yeah,
and not
I agree.
Just making tutorials. Because we were making videos. I'm not sure if you remember this, but we were making, obviously, like, I upload a transformation video, and then I said to you right away, we need to make now the workout routine, because people are asking for this. So we made the workout routine video. People are asking for the diet. So I think I laid...
Full day of eating.
Yeah. Late at night, I recorded, I think with Jorg even, or with you, I recorded the, like, it was late at night. Like, just, we need to do it right now. So I just lined up everything I ate in a day on the kitchen table, and I just recorded that. But those are more tutorial style. Obviously, always a bit of fun stuff in there. We always tried to find the fun stuff. But at some point, I was done quite fast with the cliched tutorial videos.
And I think there were a lot of other great YouTubers that did tutorials back then.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I do think there was a gap. There still is kind of a gap, but a lot less.
Yeah.
In terms of making a tutorial very fun to watch. So having the handstand tutorial,
that's
one of my favorite tutorials I've made. It's also pretty good. It's still, like, it holds up because there's videos out there of mine that I still think, meh, and I even deleted some or put them private because I didn't agree with what I said, because I was also still learning. But the handstand one still holds up.
I like how you deleted videos, but you kept videos like the one we just watched.
I mean, I think that's a good one. I think those are part of the sort of journey.
Okay.
And I think the one with the not really misinformation, but just information out there that could not help people, but maybe either put them in danger or having the right information, then you just want to delete it, because then people are like, oh, I follow this guy, I look up to this guy, and then it's wrong information. Yeah. I think that we do a pretty good job with making it entertaining. And this is when was this? Is this 2018?
I think it was a bit more recent than the other videos we
2018,
watched.
2018, 2019? Not 2018. Yeah, so that's there you go. So this is already like 4 years ago, and we were already trying that. So
getting six, so it's allowed to go six steps.
Yes.
Oh yeah. So apparently there was a little issue. Yeah, so you were explaining that you actually wanted to print it out.
It didn't really work.
But that didn't work.
It's blank.
Just getting blank pages out of the printer.
Oh, this is hilarious. That's great storytelling.
45-second man climbers.
Man climbers.
I love you back. Oh yeah, that was my outro for a long time.
Yeah.
The Obama one. I just thought it was cool to have, like, I love you back, as in the, because people show love for your video and then I love you back. But then I just stopped doing anything with political things in there, just because people were like, hey, I like your videos, but I don't like your outro. And I was like, I mean, if this is the comments I'm going to be reading for the next few years, I mean, then I just better go it. For, I mean, also just don't go for an outro because it's just faster to end video right away.
Yeah.
All right. Next one.
Bob is in tears right now.
I like this video so much. I watched it twice this morning already just to prepare for this.
It's a 1 minute 17 second video.
So basically I wanted to know, how did you guys meet, you know? How did you guys become friends?
He's dying.
So I'm really happy Brownie's tutorial on how you can make friends.
This is such a good video.
Yeah, it's such a good video.
How have you been, guys? My name's Brownie and I'm back.
Just that intro alone just got me.
Fun fact about this intro is that I recorded the fire you see in the intro.
Yeah.
There's fire in the intro. I didn't really know how to download videos, so I did know how to record my screen. So I thought, just record it. But when you start a YouTube video, it sometimes lags a bit, right? But
yeah.
The fire in the video started right away. So the beginning still lagged a bit. And you can actually see that in the fire in every single intro of mine. I didn't got rid of it. And I thought, yeah, I just, fine.
Okay.
Hey guys, my name's Brony and I'm back.
You see? You see?
It's yeah, just, there's a lag.
But people don't notice because YouTube is like that. So yeah. People are like, oh, it's YouTube.
It's just my, yeah.
I think you know how I found this video now.
You wanted to make friends. Because you haven't.
Yeah, exactly. So I asked Jorg and he sent me this video.
So you want to know how to make friends? I had the same problem when I was young. I had no friends.
You're 14! When I was younger. By the way, script writing already at 14, extremely well. But I think you just write things about what you hear in different things. So people say like, hey, do you encounter, great salesman, by the way, do you encounter this problem as well? I encountered this problem back in the day
as
well.
Yeah.
When I followed these steps, I had so much friends. Look at this. Hey guys, high five.
Yeah, quality joke.
Oh my god.
We have to follow the next four steps.
Step one, get dressed. Make sure that you look good.
Why am I in the... Oh, because it was like some sort of... I'm in the shower dressing myself.
With two hats, sunglasses.
Yeah.
Or glasses, yeah.
This was actually based on Bob's look right now. How he walks in before getting dressed for the podcast.
Exactly.
This is what Bob's look like.
Yeah. That's why I really like this video this much.
All right, look at how small you are.
Yeah, I'm
tiny.
I'm tiny.
Do you want to be my friend?
No.
I am not
young. What a dark humor.
Do you want to be my friend? No. I just hold a gun at his...
We know why Arjen and Brownie are friends.
Yeah.
There is one more. The video is almost finished, but there's one more quality joke in here that I vividly remember. Do you know? It's so easy. So simple to make this joke as all.
I have no clue. No,
hey,
it's too long ago.
These four steps friends. Will help you by making some friends. If you look at this happy guy...
Because I end up making friends. The series friends.
If you follow the four steps, you got loads of friends. Subscribe for more.
Oh, look at
like
your
this,
face, like all chubby and stuff.
Yeah, epic.
Nice.
Next video, please.
So there is a pretty long period where you are not in the videos.
Yeah.
What happened?
What happened is that I got injured, right? That was that period.
Ah, wait.
No. When I was injured, that was when I was coming back, right? Yeah, I think what happened is that I lost a bit of motivation in all the calisthenics stuff.
Yes,
I
prioritized badminton, I think.
Yeah, I think so as well. I wanted to be really good at badminton, so yep. I prioritized that and was going all in for that. And basically did not do much of the calisthenics and fitness stuff. And then being on a channel would not make very much sense, I think.
Well, unless you make videos like... How to make friends.
Yeah, of course.
And we could have gone back to
that,
man.
Yeah, I know. And I also think that I was just really busy with school and you're also, but...
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think that I do not have a specific reason, actually, why.
Now, Arjen was in some videos and on and off, basically. And I think then it was just getting less. So it's like, instead of being in one of the videos every single month, it went to being, or in two a month, it went to being like in one in every 2 or 3 months, or not even, just not because it wasn't in the flow. And then I did transformations as well with other people, so with my sister, brother. But in the meantime, you were getting more involved during just some videos. So we have like, he stopped working out for a year. This is how fit he is. Because before that, we have like almost no video together, except for one, which we will get into at the end of this episode.
So I have two more videos. I have a workout and a non-workout. Which one do you want to get first?
The non-workout.
Cinnamon challenge.
God, no.
I also have a video in this same setting with making brownies.
Okay.
Making brownies with brownie. Great concept. This dangerous challenge.
Yeah, that's why I wanted in this. This is actually,
dangerous challenge.
I actually once did What Are the Odds for this, and I lost, saying 56 or something stupid, because I thought there's no way I'm going to do this. And we didn't do it with a teaspoon, but just like UAC with a tablespoon. I like almost suffocated.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
damn.
Crazy.
How have you been, guys? My name's Brownie, and I'm back.
The same great intro.
With the leg.
So the reason why I wanted to do this is because you always, I think it's funny how you say, I've removed videos which are maybe, you know, not good form or dangerous or whatever. And then there's the cinnamon challenge where you have a spoon of cinnamon which you eat, which basically just, it looks fun if you're not the one doing it, but it's actually quite dangerous.
Yes, this is a super viral challenge back in the day. I heard that it was dangerous as well, but actually very recently. We did it another time, and he had to do it another time. And then people responded. Actually, another YouTuber, Chris Kogias, he was, I'm not sure if I butchered his name now, but he's from Greece, I think. And he responded to the TikTok, and he said, hey, that's actually quite dangerous. Here's some facts about that. And then I was like, all right, we removed it from the board because it was on the, we have a spinning board.
Yeah.
We removed it from the board.
This is the first time I hear it's dangerous. Like,
oh yeah,
for me.
I thought I told you because we got rid of it from the board back then as well because we did different challenges.
But didn't you have, when you did it, that you're like, first of all, while you're doing it, you almost suffocate because you can't breathe, right?
I didn't. Because okay. I know, like, when you breathe and move stuff in your mouth, then it becomes like...
So the fun thing is about Aryan, yeah? Especially here. Aryan here, yeah? If you want to say something about me, go ahead.
Okay.
This is tough guy Aryan, yeah? So if Aryan...
Yeah, this is true.
So Aryan was taking this challenge. And he was like, if he struggled, he will not show it at all.
Yeah, you told me, like... Do the pfft.
Yeah, he told me. Exactly.
So did you have to cough?
Yeah.
It was
acting.
I really had it, to be honest.
Exactly. Everyone on the entire internet with the cinnamon challenge had
And then you see like a cool like shot of the cinnamon flying around.
Exactly. The cinematic cinnamon shot. Well,
Aryan didn't
have that because he just
I'm gonna there. Eat this and I'm gonna eat the whole thing. Like
he was just literally like he wanted to eat it,
yeah.
But most people just spit it out.
Yeah,
but that
happens like to normal people.
Yeah, so you could hear my
don't stop it here. Come on.
You could hear. I just want to have a little funnier women voice in the background, which is actually Stan. Stan. Oh my god. That's actually Stan.
Oh fuck.
Fuck.
Censored.
Censored.
Oh, it's censored.
My friend Aryan here thought that it was a good idea. Try it too.
Oh, he even wanted to try it. It wasn't even supposed to be in the video.
Oh my god,
he was
what
like,
am I doing?
I can take this, and also I can take it better than you as a man.
That's like a proper spoon as well. Like,
yeah. He wanted to do it better, more and faster. And he wanted to eat everything, including the spoon. And also, look at how big he is.
The spoon is bigger than my face, by the way. Just acting, yeah. Oh my god.
Oh yeah. You're struggling.
Hey, Aryan, can you do the?
Show.
Damn.
I just held it up and then like.
And if you do it, don't blame us if you die.
Well, kind of. It's a disclaimer. Also, if you do it, don't blame us.
If you die. All right, let's go to the last video I have, because I thought it's also good to actually show some things you guys do these days. However, before I go there, I really disagree with this video.
Let us guess. Which
there's,
one?
There's, well, two, yeah, there's yeah, two yeah, options, things. Probably.
2021.
2022. 2021, yeah.
2021?
Whoa.
What do you disagree with?
Whoa.
Oh, I mean, you should know. There's several videos I don't really...
But have we... Have
it's
we
not have... like I know you guys give a good disclaimer these days, but you do something that I would say... Normally never do it because it's just dangerous and you get injuries and...
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was thinking like we never have a very strong opinion in our videos. So like, so it's something...
It's just showing. It's just epicness. But
doing something stupid
then
for
it's
the
probably
views.
A challenge.
Yeah, so there's two that I kind of... I mean, disagree is a strong word, but the 24-hour long workout, which is not this video, but that's of course something you should never ever do and it's stupid. And it's especially stupid if you decide to go to a badminton match like... straight afterwards.
That was so, yeah. That was, we never told that because it wasn't in the video because we ended the video then. So we were recording for 24 hours straight. We had so much footage and that video was a nightmare to record and to edit. But I had some of my best sleep ever after that recording up here on the couch. I just went to sleep right away. This guy went after 24 hours of being awake.
And working out.
And fun story is that before this challenge started, like Tuesday, the morning, I had a badminton practice as well. Like I was 3 hours just badminton.
And then you went, you came
and then
over
I went here.
And then after
and then
that,
did the challenge, the 24-hour challenge. And then after the 24-hour challenge, I just had a training again.
Another badminton. Oh, so yeah. So
that makes sense.
It was like a more like a 30-hour workout for you. So I worked out for 6 hours more. There you go.
Maybe the push-ups, like the unlimited push-ups.
Let me give one more guess.
Oh, yeah, but we can look, of course.
Push-up is a good hint, though.
Oh, I know which one. I know which one, 100%. I know which one. I think the 8,579 push-ups in 24 hours.
There we go.
Yes. Yeah.
When looking back, I'm not agreeing with this video as well.
So basically, the scene here was that you guys posted the first video ever on a TikTok channel, which wasn't related to you guys. You didn't even know it was you, at least by the name. Yeah. And you said, for every like we get, we're going to do one push-up. And you got like 8.5K or what is it? 8,579 likes.
Yes, we got 8,579 likes on an account with zero followers, zero anything. And we just uploaded that video. I optimized it for views because we were like, hey, let's see how easy it is to go viral. And I think got like 50,000 views in like 24 hours. So
yeah. It worked.
That's like 1.4 million views. So hey, everything for the views, right?
I am in so much pain. The TikTok algorithm, it's weird. It's amazing.
I mean, at least we can say already that the whole vibe of the video and the way the quality is like so much better than the videos we've seen. So that's...
Yeah.
Your first video ever will get pushed by TikTok. So you stay on the platform and keep uploading. All right, we'll see what happens. So what if we upload a video on TikTok on a random account that is not...
You got a good beard there, Arne.
Yeah, definitely.
Arne's got a good beard going on. I think that's because of all the 24-hour workouts. He has no time to shave.
But I think this was one of the hardest challenges you guys have done, right?
I think it's hardest.
It's the hardest as well. Yeah. Is this harder than a 24-hour workout?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. Because this was basically a 17-hour or 15-hour workout.
Yeah, something like that.
But even more intense.
But it's like, because you do the same movement, it's push-ups over and over again. It's like... It's torture.
For the 24-hour workout, we could do challenges, we could do cardio, we could do legs, then we could go to back flies, we could do anything. And here, it's just push-ups.
Yeah.
Just straight up push-ups. And we actually did 4,000 plus push-ups per person.
Yeah.
We did the first 1,000 in an hour.
Yeah, that was very stupid.
That was very stupid,
Because
after that, every single one was getting hard, like... exponentially harder, and at 2,000 it was impossible, but we still had to go. At some point we were thinking of quitting probably every single set around 2,000,
but basically we set a timer every 5 minutes or something like that, and then the timer went off and we went downstairs and did like a set of 100 200 push-ups.
Most of the time we were already downstairs, but at some point in the video we just went
upstairs to lay on the couch and
so we do not waste time.
My shoulder, my tendons, everything was just destroyed.
How long did you guys work more sore or even worse than sore?
I actually injured myself. Like,
it makes sense.
Yeah,
you injure yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
But you did try different variations, right? In push-ups, like...
Not even
a bit
that
wider
many.
Or
not even that many. Much. We have a sequence in this... We also recorded a cinematic sequence to speed up the video a bit in terms of like, hey, look at all these epic push-ups, because we're also reading your comments on the TikTok, because that was a thing we added to the challenge. Yeah. We added to the challenge that people could also say what kind of push-ups we did.
Yeah, actually, we went outside and...
We went to my house, we spent hours on that, and we literally did 100 push-ups each. So we actually started this at 7 a.m. and we ended at 10:30 p.m.
I think so as well.
So
something
that's
around that.
It's okay, like I think 15 hours.
It's
there's
destroyed.
Still part of the tough guy Arjen is a good part of the tough guy Arjen, which is why Arjen is the guy in the blue shirt and why Arjen is Arjen. But there was no way he was gonna quit.
But you neither.
No, obviously.
Yeah.
No. But I wasn't. I was kind of a bit injured, but I wasn't as injured as you were. True. So I could be saying like, hey, I'm going to continue until I injure myself. And you were injured and you could say, yo, I am injured at this point. I'm going to stop.
But I didn't and I regretted it. Like, but I'm actually glad that it wasn't a long-term injury.
Yeah.
Like it only lasted for 2 to 3 weeks. Which
still
I definitely
shit, but
still shit, but manageable.
Oh, fun thing about these videos. This is with this video. You gotta imagine you do all this shit. You do all this. Then I didn't upload for 3 to 4 weeks on YouTube because I was just editing this video. And this video took way longer than all the other videos. It's a 35-minute video. Why? Because I thought we did this. I was still in the video file, like we did this. And
we want to show
we want to show that we actually did. So every single set is it's sped up, but it's in here. Like some sets of 50 take a second or 2 seconds. Or
yeah.
But in a way that if you play it back at like 0.25 times speed, you could kind of see the amount of reps that we do. So it works. So I spent so much time and then the video didn't perform well in the first week. And I was like, fuck, like we did this we could have literally done a reaction video to someone else doing something stupid and it would have gotten better views.
But I know at that time, like especially after this video, we talked a lot about like, okay, we want to show we actually do these challenges and do all the reps. But in terms of video wise, it's just not ideal to show every rep.
No. And nowadays we don't show most of the reps that are just when it's too long because otherwise people just click away.
Yeah.
It's getting boring and that ruins the video. Literally, YouTube is harsh. So if you upload a video like this or just a normal video where we do 100 push-ups in a row each, if we would show that video, like the only way why it could go viral a bit is if you're just lucky and people click on it enough. But not because to watch them, because you guys just skip to the end, most of you, and only some people that really want to, which is like 3% of the people, they watch the entire thing. So that's why we speed stuff up, because otherwise we make the entire video and spend weeks on editing and we do it for nothing because it doesn't go viral.
And that's why the short channel is a blessing as well.
The short channel, yes.
Because then you can post just that clip of doing 100 push-ups. Just as a clip.
Speaking of that, we actually also have a shorts and clips channel of the podcast.
We do now.
That is pretty cool. And we also have like longer clips now. 8 minutes, 5 minutes clips there.
Definitely
check it out. Definitely. All right. Before we go to your video, there's one more little Instagram account I want to go to.
I know which one.
At Star Workout.
Yeah.
You can explain why, because it's such a good name.
Star Workout. Yeah. Basically, the name is derived from his name. And my name combined, because ST from Stan, AR from Ari.
It took way too long.
Star Workout.
Same as Steen, basically.
Basically
it's kind of the same,
Look at the great push-ups you guys are doing here.
Well, actually, it was pretty epic, right?
I mean, I think, especially for what was going viral, like, you gotta imagine, like, calisthenics 2016, this is the stuff that went viral, and Arya was way better at push-ups than I was, because I just started working out, like, I was working out for, I don't even know, not even that long, because I think my transformation video came out in end of 2016? My transformation video came out any 2016, so I was working out for like half a year here. Barcelona, there we go.
On a trip together. Same sequence.
So the thing with these videos is that I and these compilations and doing these things like together, it sort of showed that it could also be a team thing. And I mean, nowadays we wouldn't really watch it or create stuff like this. Oh,
I need to show this.
Show
one.
It. Do it. Yeah, do it. Have you seen that?
Yeah, this is me trying a handstand on homemade parallel bars.
Fun fact about the parallel bars. They were just as expensive.
These
parallel bars, he just made these and he was kind of proud of it as well, but like, I made this and this. And it's like, how much did it cost? Around 40 50 bucks. I was like, you can buy parallels for that. That's money. I mean,
they look pretty cool,
but they self-made.
And it looks pretty painful.
The next post, Arjen just did,
but I still finished my workout. Like, tough guy
Arjen, tough guy Arjen, he finished his workout still. And then you can see him, look at his face during the curls. So he's finishing his bodyweight workout here and is weighted.
My face was all busted up. It was
completely
really bad.
Fucked
it was
up.
Really
yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the last video.
This video, I can't play the song again because of copyright reasons. It will literally take down the entire podcast. But we're now dancing on bars, synchronized. Basically.
It's pretty synchronized.
It's pretty good.
Say,
it's pretty cool. So the thing is, this is around today, 6 years ago. Then 3 years ago, we recreated it.
True.
And now today, we're going to recreate it again.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. All right. So you're listening to the audio only version of this podcast. So we can't show you the clip where we recreate our 2016 clip. If you want to check that out, make sure to check out the video version of this podcast and go to the end. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast and I hope you enjoyed it.
Okay? All right, guys. Thank you so much for being open and showing this amazing content.
You showed us this amazing
That's
content.
True. Yeah.
Like I said, I think it's part of the journey. That's why I keep most of these things online. The cinnamon challenge, never thought about that one. It's debatable. I hope you guys liked this episode. We will definitely do more with Arjen in the future. Let me know if you want to see us do this another time and also what type of other stuff you want us to do. Next guest is going to be epic. I already know.
It is.